Welcome to the Next Level Leaders Podcast with me, Dr. Joseph Walker. This podcast is designed to offer strategies in moving vision to reality. Leaders can expect to be mentored, inspired, challenged to succeed at the next level. So prepare to be exposed, empowered, and equipped for excellence. Thank you for connecting and allowing this space to become an opportunity for growth and collaborative learning. Now, let's go on this journey together and spark the change we wish to see in ourselves, our teams, and the world. Hi, I'm Dr. Joseph Walker, and thank you so much for tuning in to another edition of Next Level Leader Podcast. I am so excited to have you connected on today, and welcome to this place where we come together every single week to grow together, to be inspired. I truly appreciate each one of you, and thank you so much for just being connected to this podcast space. So many of you are letting us know every single week that you are being blessed by Next Level Leader. We're raising up leaders all around the globe. And for us, it really is about people understanding that iron really does sharpen iron. So regardless of whatever facet of leadership you're in, this podcast is really designed to help you become the leader God wants you to become. So thank you so much for tuning in. I pray you will subscribe. I pray you will share it with as many people as you can. We'd love for you to follow me at JosephWalker3. Follow me on Instagram. That's where we can stay connected. I'd love to hear about you and to hear the impact of this podcast, as well as make sure you go to josephwalker3.org. You can get many of the books that I've written. And of course, I'm excited to share with you books on leadership. So that's going to be a tremendous blessing. And I hope you'll do just that. One other thing I would encourage you to do is to go to Couple of Destiny over on YouTube. It's Our Life, Our Journey, Our Truth. It's a video channel, podcast. My wife and I talk about leadership. We talk about balancing marriage and family and all those great things. Go over there and subscribe. Let us know if it is blessing your life. So I truly appreciate you. And I want to thank you so much for just partnering with me as we attempt to try to really help people understand, you know, the ins and outs of leadership. So thank you so much. And I truly, truly appreciate you. Today, I want to spend a little time talking to you about leading in the shadows, the power of the invisible impact. I want to begin by saying that I believe that leadership that is developed is often developed in the background, not always in the forefront. And sometimes we can become frustrated because our number is not being called, or people are not noticing us, we think, or God may have us in what I call the proverbial subway. But just because you're in the subway doesn't mean you're not moving. Sometimes you have to appreciate those seasons. I'll talk about it in just a moment, but I want you to really understand that leading in the shadows is a thing. It's something that you have to learn how to do. Every mentee leads in the shadow before they become a mentor. Every prince leads in the shadows before he becomes a king. Every princess before she becomes a queen. I think you understand where this is going. So it is the value that's added to those seasons that I think help make us the leaders that we are. So today I want to give you your 7 things to think about. And I want you to, you know, really have conversations with yourself or your team about what that really means. The first thing I want to suggest today is that influence isn't always in the spotlight. It's not. Influence sometimes is how leaders shift culture in private places. We often think that the influences of people that are always on the stage, always have the spotlight, but I found out some of the greatest influences can be people that are on the team who have, you know, very little airtime, very little, you know, light time, if you will. These are people that sit around, that help make decisions, that are creative, that pour into in the minutiae of those meetings, who sit back and who recognize trends and they understand how things should flow. These are the kinds of people who I believe truly have the influence. And so every leader needs people like that, those people that can help shift culture behind the scenes before a thing gets to the spotlight. The best way to explain it, I went to see with my wife the Cowboy Carter concert, Beyonce. And you know, you think about the extraordinary amount of production it takes to pull that off every single night. But I thought about these incredible people walking around in black, right? Walking around with cameras, walking around with wires and all these things. And I'm thinking, this doesn't happen without them. No matter how amazing Beyonce is, none of this happens without them. I think about like the show and all the different moving pieces behind, all the decisions that were made, all the timing around light and this and music and this, and all because you had people of great influence shifting and determining what the culture of that concert was going to be. That, ladies and gentlemen, is how we as leaders have influence. Anyone can have influence on the stage. It takes real influence to do it in the shadow. So don't always run to the stage. Don't always affirm that the stage is where the influence is. Be good where you are. That's the takeaway. Be good where you are. Here's the second thing. Leading without credit. Building without applause. Can you get to a point where you really can lead and do that at work, even if people are not applauding it or you're not getting the credit? I know that can be tough because everyone wants to feel appreciated. I get it. Everyone wants to feel that they're adding value to the company or organization, and you want to feel that people truly do appreciate you, because if they don't, then you feel that they're taking advantage of you. But today, I want you to think about it this way, that there is a season in all of our lives, watch this, that while we lead in the shadows, we have to be able to lead without taking credit. Can you allow the team to get the credit? Can you stand back and say, hey, I didn't do this for me. I did it for the whole. I am doing something for purposes bigger than myself. When you get to that point, that's when I believe you can truly be trusted with greater leadership, because you're not self-serving. You are selfless. You are doing it for a cause that's bigger than yourself. Leading without credit sometimes can be tough when you put the work in and nobody acknowledges it. Your name doesn't show up on it, but it doesn't mean that you're not amazing. It doesn't mean that it didn't happen. It just means that you're in the shadow time. And it means that eventually you're going to be moving up into something much greater. All right? Here's number three. Think about it. How to measure impact beyond metrics. Metrics are real, and I get it. I use them. You use them. But impact has a lot to do with the people. It has a lot to do with the culture. I always think about, you know, how are we doing? And I measure the impact not so much on, well, yes, you know, the numbers and, you know, how we're growing here and growing there, but are we building people? Am I making an impact in the lives of people every single day that no metric could ever measure? So you have to be able to use a variety of different analytics to determine the success and the impact of your leadership. How do I know my leadership matters? Because it's the stories that are told. It's the impact stories. Think about it. This is what I tell our team. Share impact stories, because that cannot be measured. It's hard to measure somebody's story in a metric. So always know that you are making a difference, whether or not at the bottom line it doesn't say so. It is important, however, to make certain that you do accomplish the bottom line objectives of the organization. However, it's also important that you do not make that your end all, because you know that impacts are being made with the small gestures of kindness. The impact is being made through a variety of other ways. And so you have to lean in on that. Here's number four. Anonymous excellence creates legacy. Anonymous excellence creates legacy. Can you remain anonymous in the shadow season? Can you create excellence and put it out there in such a way where it has people wondering who created this? Who did this? What I've learned is that there are people who have, you know, extraordinary platforms and who often move in silence. They move in anonymity, because they really want the attention not to be on themselves. That is a character statement. I want to get to a point where it doesn't always have to point back to me. I tell people all the time, true leaders point everything to God, who gave them the strength to do what they do. But you can get to a point, you can get yourself out of the way, your need for recognition, your need for affirmation and applause. When you can do it that way, you'd be amazed. I mean, you would literally be amazed at how it would be effective in the lives of other people to see excellence presented with anonymity. Nothing wrong with that. There'll be a day you won't have that anonymity. There'll be a day when you're out of the shadows and everybody's calling your name, everybody knows your name, and people think that's just wonderful, until you realize, what can a fish go in the fishbowl without being seen? It's tough losing anonymity. So cherish it when you have it. Be willing to make points and make suggestions, and know that you're moving in excellence, even though it is a season of anonymity. Got it? Making sense? All right, let's go to number five. As we move to this, mentoring behind the scenes. This is a big area. I really want to pause and think about this for a second. Mentoring behind the scenes. A lot of people never understand how mentors work in the lives of leaders and how leaders who mentor choose to do so without ever being known. There are people that I mentor and I spend a lot of time with them either on the phone, Zoom, spend a lot of time with them in Starbucks. And there are seasons in which I tell them, I want to mentor you without people knowing that I'm mentoring you. I don't want to put myself out there yet. I want to see the fruit. Let the fruit in your life point people to me, not you doing it. Let the fruit speak it. And when you are a leader, a next level leader, you know how to lead people. Watch this. You lead people. You're able to do this and mentor them behind the scenes. That's a powerful thing, man. That is an amazing thing to do. Everyone needs a mentor. And I believe that in the shadow season, during this invisible impact time, you have to be willing to find people that you can pour into and measure their fruit based upon the investments you make in their lives. This is a challenge for some people because, you know, kind of working behind the curtain, working behind the scenes is not an easy thing for them. But I'm telling you today that being a true next level leader, mentoring behind the scenes, that's a real thing, man. That's a powerful thing. When you're able to master that, you'd be amazed at how you could be a blessing in the lives of so many people. Mentoring is like this, and I've done several episodes on mentoring, and you should check them out on this podcast. But whatever you stand under is what you understand. Mentors move stealth. They move quietly. They pour in. They pour in and they move on. That's how you want to be. A person that says, hey, I'm going to make foolproof of this time. I'm going to pour into you. I'm going to give you this to do. I'm going to move on. Mentoring behind the scenes is what next level leaders do and leading in the shadows. Here's number 6, the art of silent strength in chaotic environments. How do you remain measured in the midst of hostility? When you're on a job or in an organization that it's just chaotic all the time because people are unhinged and a variety of things are happening, how can you maintain that quiet strength? That is what people are drawn to. They're not drawn to you reacting to situations. They're drawn to you when you respond, when you are measured in your response. Today, I want you to think about what it means to be measured in your response. I want you to think about how you can take your time and truly, truly, truly learn the art of being silent and maintaining your strength when the environment is tough. People have more questions than they're getting answers. People are frustrated, but yet you remain measured. Silent strength. This is powerful. And so I want to, before I go to number 7, I want to review what we've talked about today. I hope you're being blessed. I really do. The first thing is influence isn't always in the spotlight. If we could avoid that sometimes, there'll be enough of that up the road. But if you can learn to move in silence, to do the work without recognition, to be willing to just go forward and thank God for the seasons of anonymity, because there will be a day where there will be no more. Number 2, we talked about leading without credit. Can you build without applause? Can you do it selflessly for all the right reasons that God would be glorified, not because you're trying to make a name for yourself, but can you in the shadow of leadership say, I just want to do God's will in my life? Number 3 is, how do you measure impact beyond metrics? How are you impacting the lives of people that cannot be put into a metric, into a way of examining numbers and trends, but you're like, no, this is something that I've been doing and I see the fruit of it in the lives of the people that I touch every single day. But then you also want to look at why anonymous excellence creates legacy. It does it because it's not trying to be seen overly over the top. Yes, but it is that kind of leadership that says, I can do what I do very well. Create masterpieces. Musicians create masterpieces in silo, in silence. They do it in private. Books are written like that in private. When you can move like that, and then when it shows up, it's like such a great product of excellence. You have mastered what it means to move anonymously
and produce excellence and even legacy. But then mentoring behind the scenes, we talked about really having someone in your life that can pour into you and you can pour into them. Reciprocal relationship. And I think it's important for us all to have mentors. It's important for us to think about that. And I think every single day we ought to be thinking about who is it that's speaking into our lives. Take time and just make certain that you're doing it and doing it without being seen. Do it where you can continue to be effective in the lives of other people. But then number six, the art of silent strength in chaotic environments. The environment is tough. It's just a tough time, but you as a leader can have a level of strength that calms the room, that shifts the atmosphere. We're not panicking. We're not tripping. We're just calm. Strength is shown. You know, one marvelous scripture I think you'll find interesting, I think it's in the book of Numbers when Joshua, they sent the spies over and the spies came back and said, oh, but the land is everything God promises, everything that God said. It's amazing, but we're only but grasshoppers in their sight. They're giants over there, and they see us that way. The giants never saw them as grasshoppers. They saw themselves as grasshoppers when they compared themselves to the giants. Yet, silent strength and Caleb stood up and said, we're well able to take it. Let's go get it. That's silent strength, y'all. It waits for the right moment. And when it speaks, everything in the room changes. All right. Here's number seven, guys. God sees what others overlook. Leading from the back doesn't mean you're behind. Got it? God can see it. God see you moving, doing great things. And you have to understand something. As long as God has his eye on you, that's all that matters. Because you're not working unto man, you are working unto God. So today I want you to understand, no matter where you are in the process, no matter where you are in the organization, God sees you and he has a plan and a timing to elevate you and bring you to where he wants you to be. This is the God we serve. He sees you. When you say this with me, I am seen. Come on, say it again. I am seen. That's what this is about. Next level leader, you have value. You are seen. You are important to the kingdom. And I really hope that today, as you do this shadow work, you lead in the shadows without necessarily people knowing your name or where you're from, but they can benefit from what God has deposited in you. That, ladies and gentlemen, is what a next level leader is. I want to thank you so much. I want to appreciate you for being connected to this podcast. I want to make sure that you subscribe to it. Don't forget, take a moment, subscribe right now. Make sure you follow me at Joseph Walker 3. It would mean the world to me if you did. I hope you'll do that. Stay connected. I would love to connect with you and yours. Thank you in advance. I appreciate it. And we'll be back on next week. I hope this episode has been a blessing to you. We all have to lead in the shadows, y'all. But let me tell you something. When you know who you are, you can still be effective, even in the midst of shadow time. I pray God's blessings be upon you. And until next time, you be blessed. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's podcast. I want you to subscribe at iTunes, cpnshows.com, or whatever podcasts are downloaded. I also want you to follow me on Instagram at Joseph With You.